I be as helpless while the men beat me as if I did not have the gift.
She drained the tea from her cup.
Even as I screamed, I could hear Pell's screams echoing from another room.
Zed went to the fire and brought the pot back, filling her cup again.
It wasn't your fault, Addie. Don't blame yourself.
She flicked a glance up at him as he poured himself another cup.
They wanted me to name Pell as a baneling. I told them I would not, that they could kill me, but they could not make me say that it be so. Matherin bent close to me, put his face close to mine. In my head I can still see his smile. He said, I believe you, girl, but it doesn't matter, because it not be you we want to name the baneling. It be Pell we want to speak the name of the baneling. It be you we want Pell to name. You be the baneling. Then the men held me down. Matherin tried to pour something down my throat. It burned my mouth. He held my nose. It be swallow or drown. I wished to drown, but I swallowed without wanting to. It burned my throat like swallowing fire. I could not speak. I could not make a sound. I could not even scream. No sound be there. Only burning pain. More pain than I had ever known.
She took a sip of tea, as if to soothe her throat.
Then the men took me in the room with Pell and tied me to a chair in front of him. Matherin held me by my hair so I could not move. It broke my heart to see what they had done to my Pell. His face be white as snow. They had cut off most of his fingers, one knuckle at a time.
Her own fingers tightened around her cup as she stared into the vision.
Matherin told Pell that I had confessed that Pell be a baneling. Pell's eyes be big, looking at me. I tried to scream that it not be true, but no sound came. I tried to shake my head that it not be true, but Matherin held me so I could not. Pell told them he did not believe them. They cut off another finger. They told him they only do it because I named him. Only do it on my word. Pell kept his eyes on me as he shook and kept telling them he did not believe them. They told Pell I had told them I wished him to be killed because he be a baneling. Still Pell said he did not believe them. He said he loved me. Then he told Pell I had named him a baneling, and that if it not be so, I could deny it, and they would let us both go free. He told Pell that I had promised I would not deny it, because he be a baneling, and I wanted him to die for it. Pell screamed for me to tell them. Screamed for me to deny it. He screamed my name, screamed for me to say something. I tried, but I could say nothing. My throat be fire, my voice did not work. Matherin held me by my hair, I could not move. Pell's eyes be big as he stared at me, as I sat silent. Then Pell spoke to me. How could you do that to me, Addie? How could you name me a baneling? Then he cried. Matherin asked him to name me a baneling. He said that if he did, they would believe him over me, because I had the gift, and he would be freed. Pell whispered, I will not say that of her to save my life, even though she has betrayed me. Those words broke my heart.
As she stared off at nothing, Zed noticed the candle on the counter behind her melt into a puddle. He could feel the waves of power radiating from her. He realized he was holding his breath. He eased it out.
Matherin cut Pell's throat, she said simply. He severed Pell's head and held it before me. He said he wanted me to see what following the keeper had brought on Pell. He said it'd be the last thing he wanted me to ever see. The men held my head back and pulled my eyes open. Matherin poured the burning liquid in them. I be blinded. In that moment, something happened inside me. My Pell was gone. He died, thinking I had betrayed him. My life was about to end. I suddenly realized how it be my own fault for holding to an oath. The life of my love for an ignorant oath, for a foolish superstition, Nothing mattered any more. Everything be gone to me. I turned the gift loose, turned the rage loose. I broke my oath not to use the gift to harm another. I could not see, but I could hear. I could hear their blood hit the stone walls. I struck out wildly. I shredded every living thing in that room, be it man or mouse. I could not see, so I simply struck at any life I could feel. I could not tell if any had escaped. In a way, I'd be glad to be blind. Or seeing what I'd be doing, I might have stopped before I finished. When all be still, dead, I felt my way around the room, counting the bodies. One be missing. I crawled to my grandmother Lindell's. How I made my way, I cannot imagine, except to think the gift guided me. When she saw me, she be furious. She pulled me to my feet and demanded to know if I had broken my oath.
Zed leaned forward.
But you couldn't speak. How did you answer?
Addie smiled a small, cold smile.
I picked her up by the throat with the power of the gift and slammed her against the wall. I walked up to her and nodded my head. I squeezed her throat in anger. She fought me. She fought me with all her power. But I be stronger, much stronger. I never knew until that moment that the gift be different in different people. She be as helpless as a stick doll. But I could not hurt her, as much as I wished to for her asking that question before any other. I released her and sagged to the floor. I could stand no longer. She came to me and began tending to my wounds. She told me I had done wrong by breaking my oath, but that what was done to me was a more grievous wrong. I never feared Grandmother Lindell again, not because she be helping me, but because I had broken the oath, I be beyond the laws I had been taught, and because I knew I was stronger than she. From that day on, she be afraid of me. I think she helped me because she wanted me well, so I could leave. A few days later, Grandmother Lindell came home to tell me that she had been called before the king's circle and questioned. She said all the men at the mill, all the blood of the fold be dead, except Matherin. He had escaped. She told the circle she had not seen me. They believed her, or said they did, because they did not want to confront her, and additionally a sorceress who had killed that many men in such a shocking manner. So they let her go about her business.
Some of the tension seemed to ease from her shoulders. She studied the teacup a moment, and then took another sip. She held the cup out for him to warm. Zed poured a little more. He idly wished he had put some of the powdered cloud leaf in his own tea. He didn't think that was the end of the story.
I lost my child,
Addie said in a soft rasp. Zed looked up.
I'm sorry, Addie.
She looked up to meet his eyes.
I know.
She took one of his hands in both hers after he set down the kettle.
I know.
She took her hands back.
My throat healed.
She touched her fingers lightly to her neck, then knitted them together.
But it left me with a voice like dragging iron over rock.
He smiled at her.
I like your voice. Iron fits the rest of you.
The ghost of a smile passed across her face.
My eyes, though, did not grow better. I be blind. Grandmother Lindell not be as strong as me, but she be old, and had seen many a trick with the gift. She taught me to see without my eyes. She taught me to see with the gift. It not be the same as eyes, but in some ways it be better. In some ways I see more. After I be healed, Grandmother Lindell wanted me to leave. She not be fond of living with one who had broken the oath, even though I be of her blood. She feared I would bring trouble, whether from the keeper for breaking my oath or from the blood of the fold she did not know, but she feared trouble would come because of me.
Zed leaned back in his chair, stretching his tense muscles a bit.
And did trouble come?
Oh, yes,
Addie hissed, raising her eyebrows as she leaned forward.
Trouble came. Matherin Galini brought them, 20 blood of the fold, ones paid by the crown.
professionals. Battle-hard men, big men, grim-faced, savage men, all pretty on horseback, in neat ranks with swords, shields, and banners, every spear held just so at the same angle, all pretty in their chain-mail and polished breastplates shining with the embossed crest of the crown, and all wearing helmets with red plumes that flicked as they rode, every horse white. I stood on the porch and watched with the eyes of the gift as they spread rank before me with perfect precision, like they be performing for the king himself. Every horse put every foot the same, stopping in a line at the lifting of a finger from the commander. They be spread out before me, ready, eager to do their grisly duty. Mathrin waited behind them on his horse, watching. The commander called out to me, "You be under arrest as a baneling, and are to be executed as such."
Addie lifted her head from the spectres of her memory, her eyes meeting Zed's.
"I thought of Pell. My Pell."
Her expression hardened into an iron mask.
"Not one sword cleared a scabbard. Not one spear be leveled. Not one foot touched the ground before they died. I swept the line from left to right, one man at a time, everything I had, into each in turn, quick as a thought. Thump, 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 every one except the commander. He sat still and stone-faced upon his white horse, as men in armor crashed to the ground to each side of him. When it be finished, when the last shield had clattered into silence, I met his eyes. 'Armor,' I told him, 'be of no use against a true baneling or a sorceress. It only be of use against innocent people.'